Today we'll spend time on wine. What are we going to talk about wine? So we're going to talk about the. We're going to try to contrast Kiddush, Havdalah, Pesach, and wedding, Havdalah. There are many, many, many times that wine is used, and it's important. We talk about shiurim of wine. So what we're going to talk about today, Mitzvah, it's really a sugya which will touch upon many, many different avenues in halacha. And we are going to do the best we can to a lot of marmakinus and a lot of confusion here. So try to simplify it. You watch at a wedding, and this is what really over the last few weeks. So, you know, we should have a share about this. We go to a wedding and you make a bar of the agafin, and all you see is that the chasam and the kala take a sip of the wine. Why is that sufficient? It's a kaishal bracha. By Havdalah, a bris milah, let's talk for a moment. The one who usually is making the bar of the agafin also just drinks a sip of wine. On a fast day, on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, you give a little wine to the child. That's sufficient. Havdalah, it's after a whole Shabbos, you drink wine and you fall asleep that much of Shabbos. How much wine do you have to drink? So we'll see Pesach, because that's really the focus that I'm going to do. Is I'm doing a lot of trying to find time. But I'm trying to research a lot about gluten-free this year, and I am getting questions from those that are allergic, and they need to know about matzahs, and they need to know about other products, if they can use it on Pesach or not, if it turns into chametz, it's not chametz, can you be yaitza matzah? So there also we only have to talk about the shir of matzah. But we begin with learning the halachas of Havdalah. Not Havdalah, I'm sorry, the halachas of Birkas Hamazon. We had last week a Sheva Brachas here in the shul, and the chasan was the one who made the Birkas Hamazon. And the halachas of drinking wine, although Havdalah was not made, and we had a share about this a number of years ago, but we are going to go through all the different places in halacha. The Olam will see that it's very confusing. We'll do the best we can do, but I think that it's so important, especially Pesach, that we know the amount of wine, the becher. We spoke about shiurim in the past, but basically as a chazara. The Noid Yehuda talks about how shiurim have changed since the time of the Gemara and today. Just for simply simplifying, an ounce is basically a kezayis. A kezayis is an ounce. It's a little bit more, a little bit less. We'll average it out. Much a little less. Chazanish says it's 1.1 ounces. Let's just average it all to one, because the Olam is not going to make it 1 or 1.1. An ounce is one. An egg, the size of an egg, is 2 ounces. 2 ounces of an egg. If the halacha is that you need to eat a kezayis, so you need 1 ounce. If the halacha is you have to have 2 kezayisim, like Pesach by night, you have to have matzah, which is the size of 2 kezayisim, you need 2 ounces of matzah. How much does 2 ounces of matzah translate? Usually about, it's somewhere anywhere between. It's about a half of a round matzah, depending on the thickness, the thinness. If you want, next week we'll bring in a scale, we'll measure, you'll get an idea. That is the shear of a solid food. What's the shear of wine? How much wine is necessary to make Kiddush on? We find the idea of a rabius. What's a rabius? A rabius, a rabius halug. How much is a lug? There are 6 eggs to a lug. That's all you have to know. 6 eggs to a lug. If there are 6 eggs to a lug, and you need to have a rabius halug, that's what a rabius is. It's a quarter of a lug. So a rabius is 1.5. 1.5 ounces. How much is 1.5 ounces then? So, I'm sorry, again, it's 1.5 eggs. There's 6 eggs to a lug. How much is the rabius? 1.5 eggs. How many, what did I say to you before? An egg is how many ounces? 2 ounces. If it's 1.5, it's 3 ounces basically. How big does your becher therefore have to be? About 3 ounces around. Again, it's either going to be 3.3, it would be the chazanish, 3.3. If you're a Maisha, if it's 0.87, and if it all depends on how they measure. but it's going to be 0.87. So let's just round it off to be 1 ounce. Lepiz the chazan ish. Your becher is 3.3 ounces. And with your maisha, it's going to be a little bit less than 2.7, the number comes out to be 3 ounces on a regular Shabbos, because Kiddush on Shabbos is a daily. So if everything is half the size, because we're afraid that the eggs today are half the size, really what you would need then is double that. You would need 6. However, the Tzlach and the Mishnah Berurah say that's impossible. It can't be that large. They make measurements and they go to Cheshvinus. You don't need that much. You need a Becher, which is 5.3. That's what you need. Once again, Pesach, your Becher would then be 3. Shabbos, Friday night, has to be more. But for the Rabbanans, your Becher is 3. Very small amount. Really, really very, very small. So let's see. That's the shear throughout halachas everywhere. Small Becher. Why are we using such huge Bechers? There's no need to. Says the Mechaber like this, shear, let's go through all the halachas now that we know that the shear of the Revius is 3.3. If you need Roy Revius then, you don't even need to drink the whole shear. If the Becher is 3.3 ounces, how much are you drinking? 2 points, let's just round it off again, a little bit more than 2 ounces of the Becher. You need Roy Kais. Roy Kais is 2 points, and that would be, and that's the shear of Malay Lugmav. And Roy Revius is going to be the same shear. Says therefore the halach like this: shear shtiyas yayim schad bracha achrayna. How much wine do you have to make a brach to drink for a bracha achrayna? So the halach is yesh safik imdai b'kazayis like a Revius. Is it a kazayis or a Revius? Now if it's a kazayis, much smaller. Kazayis, I just told you, is 1 ounce. Revius is going to be 3 ounces. Much big. There's a huge difference in the amount. Says the halacha there for l'chein yizar lishtois, either you drink less than a kazayis or a revius, because anywhere in the middle, I don't know, if I make a bracha achrayna. So if you're going to have Abdallah and you're drinking a little bit of the wine, so if you take a sip, okay, you don't need a bracha achrayna. If you're drinking not the whole becher then, because the whole becher is a revius, we just said, 3.3 ounces, if you don't finish off the becher, so then you can't make a bracha achrayna, because you didn't drink enough wine. But I can't drink less than a kazayas. Why? He's talking about after the you bench. So once again, after I bench, I have to make a bayar pig up. I can't drink a little bit. Why? If I drink a little bit, says the mechaber, the chol davar shetzar kais. If it needs a kais, tzarich lishtayis malei lugmav. Need a malei lugmav. How much is a malei lugmav? That's roi revius. What I tell you Rav Revius is? We figured out Rav Revius, 2 point some ounces. Hilkach yishta. So therefore, drink a Revius shop. Why drink a Revius shop? Because I can't make a bracha achrayna then. So basically, if you're drink, according to the Mechaber, Abdallah, you have to drink the whole kais. You don't, again, if it's a kais, if it's a small kais, most of us are using large kaises anyway. So you don't have the problem. But you can't, if you're just going to drink a sip of the wine, I was many people, they drink Abdallah, they don't want to drink the wine. They can take a little bit, lefi the Mechaber. You're not Yaitza. You just told us that you need to drink a Malay Lugmav. And not only that, you have to drink enough to be able to make a Bracha Achrayna. Making enough Bracha. So the question that really we are going to try to get to over there is, what is going on by a wedding where no one, you give a sip to the Chassan and the Kala. If the Mechaber tells us that you need to have a Revit, the Kais needs Malay Lugmav. So why is that not happening? What is going on by a Bris Milah? Also, you get the one who makes the Bayer Priyakaf, the Duffin doesn't seem to be drinking the whole amount. We're going to go through the halachas first, Birchas Hamazon, and we are going to need to see, because this is a part of El Shaila, is everyone mitzarev. So by a wedding, I see afterwards, everybody drinks a little bit from the cup. Maybe they're all mitzarev to drink the shir. Says the Mechaber like this. Next one, in Siv Dalid. Im amavarchein aroi tzalitim. Let's say they want to make the bracha, doesn't want to taste it. Yitam echad me'am esubin. So someone else can drink it. Vein shtiya shnai mitzarev. Because 2 people cannot be mitzarev. Everybody should drink from the kais shel birchas hamazon. So if the mevarich that I made the bar priyagaf and I led the benching, I don't want to drink. Someone else can drink. Someone else, as long as one person drinks the shear, it is good enough. That's really what's happening by the wedding. Besides, the kedushin usually doesn't drink the wine; he gives it to the chassan and the kala. We see the concept of one person make the bracha. And other people drinking the shtir.
One person has to have a full shtir.
According to the Mechaber right now, very good. Says, very good, Yoni. Says in the parentheses, Ramos says, V'ayin, look, come on, see Simon Reishai and Aleph. Simon Reishai and Aleph, it seems that you don't need one person to drink the shtir. But we go further over, it says, Mishaburin, Sivkot Yazayin, Shitam Kulam. Everybody, Be'ein, Tzaruch, Malo, Lugma, Rak, Le'achot. One has the shear, everybody else just takes a sip. Says the Mishnah. We were being a Hachar, a Machaber, Rak, when you mention Shtiyah Sakais. We talk about Shtiyah Sakais. But if you're going to talk about what he already wrote before, you need a Revius. You need a Revius. Malo, Lugma, you can't make a Bracha Achrayin unless you drink a Revius. How much is a Revius again? 3.3 ounces. It's cup to 7 ounces, somewhere around halfway there. If I don't drink enough, I cannot make a bracha achrayna by a liquid. You would have to drink. So when it says a mole lugmav, you have to remember, mole lugmav doesn't help us for bracha achrayna. It helps us if you're yaitza, you're kiddish, or not. You're yaitza, you're abdallah, you're yaitza, you're berachas hamazon, but not to do bracha achrayna. Says Mishnah Berurah, then what we just said, he's alluding to reish ayin aleph. Reish ayin aleph, we find shtiyas kulon mitzdarfin. Comes the Rabbi Kiveger, Simon Kuf Tzadik asks the question, the Bir Halacha brings down. This question is asked in other places too. Rabbi Kiveger here brings it down. Damavarach Birchas Hamazon, Layavarach Chekasa, Damavarach Birchas Hamazon, Layavarach Rabbi Agafin, Vatayim Hu Yavarach. He disagrees. How could you have one person make the Bir Agafin and someone else drink? The Dilma Birchas Hamazon, maybe Benji doesn't need a kais. You don't need a kais. We don't use a kais half the time. You don't need a kais. Im kain, it's not a birchas hamitzvah. Next rule that we have to know is, by a bracha of a mitzvah, I can make the bracha and you're yaitzah. I'm making the bracha, you're doing the mitzvah. But once it's a birchas on a hemen, how could I make a bracha on water and not drink it? And you make, let's say right now you're having a coffee. Can I make a shahakal for you? If I'm not drinking coffee, of course I can. I'm not drinking coffee. How could I make a bracha shahakal? So frek Rabbi Kiveger, how come happened by benching, I'm making the bar priya gafet, and someone else will be drinking. It would be what we had last week. We made a shavu brachas over there. So the one who was making the birchas hamazon would not have been done by the chasim. Why did I ask the chasim to do it? Because of Rabbi Kiveger's question. I can't have someone else make the bar priya gafet, and the chasim's allowed to drink. He's allowed to drink from the wine. It's mitzvah to him. But no one else is allowed to drink. Could I have someone else lead the benching and have the chasim drink? Says Rabbi Kiveger. How could you do that? It's a birchas and hanin. What's the raya that it's a birchas and hanin? Because you don't need a becher. The kais is an added bonus. We'll see.
You just make the bird bear.
What?
You just give him to make the bird bear.
Yeah, but the one who's bent, so that's what he's saying. Very good. That's what Ricky Vega is saying. How could you have the one who's leading the bench? You make the bird bear goffin. Then Yachaloy Mevishil Acher. How could he make, if he's not doing it himself, how could he do it? Bir Halacha says that he brings the rayas that others don't agree with Rabbi Kiveger, and is, but that, let's keep that on the side. Another Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha number 6. The next one he brings down a Sharei Tshuva, the Shema Chachamtzi. The Davkin Amasubin Eini Yoidin Ba'atzim Lubarach. When am I allowed to make a bracha to somebody else if they don't know how to do it themselves? Avul Im Yoidin, if they know how to make a bracha, how am I making a bracha for them? If I don't drink myself. So we have the Sharei Tshuva bringing the Chacham Tzvi. Similar issue with how can I make a bracha for somebody else if he doesn't know how to make a bracha. Okay, we find the din of Einei Baki. Maybe then I can make the bracha for somebody else. Okay, let me just clarify. Rabbi Kiveg is asking just a general question over it. He's just saying, how could one person make the bracha gafen and someone else drink? We find the halacha that I could be mighty someone else, even by a birchas hamitzvah. But that's maybe only because they can't do it themselves. Why can't the person make, like David said, why can't the person make the bar priya gafen himself? Leaving out Rabbi Kiveger, they should make the bracha themselves. Once again, the bir halacha brings down number 7. Well, they argue on the Sharei Tshuva too. For some reason, as we're going to have to see why, you could have one person make the bar priya gafen and someone else drink. That's what we see. Lefit that, that's what goes on by the wedding. The Sadiq Kedushin doesn't drink. He makes the barakah, although we'll see. When I was in Sadiq Kedushin last week, you'll see why those that paid attention, the few people that were paying attention to everything that I was doing, and those people ask me why I did it the way I did it, there's a reason for everything. You just do things. So, but it's a real, when you're doing it, and then people ask you, and they can appreciate based on halacha why you did something. So then you'll hopefully we'll have some time to discuss why I did what I did. But most inside in kedushin by the wedding are not drinking. They're giving. I shouldn't say most. Many are giving to the chasen and kala. They don't drink. So I'm making a bracha bar piyagafen inside the kedushin, and I'm giving them to drink and no one drink. Comes Havdalah, because I had this Havdalah. I know the island's going to laugh, but it does work. And I saw it with my own children. Well, Yashiv says, I heard it from him. I don't know if he said it, but I saw it from elders, that if your kids have warts, what should you do? Matzah Shabbos, when you're making Havdalah, take wine and pour the wine over the fire and take that wine and put it on the wart and the wart disappears. I saw it with my own eyes. I mean, it'll take some time. It takes some time, but they do it for a few weeks. Comes Matzah Shabbos. My daughter last night tells me she has another wart. She wants me to do it. I don't want to drink wine. I drink wine. I'm going to be knocked out. I drink grape juice. So I don't want to drink the wine. Can I go ahead and say, she asked me, please make Havdalah on wine. She has to get rid of her wart. So I said, fine, I'll make it on wine. Can I go ahead and make the Barefri Agafin and have someone else drink the wine? I'm making the Havdalah in my house.
But you do that in the 9 days.
In the 9 days, you give me, right. So that's getting to what we said. Very good. Someone else is drinking. But that's what we're going to have to see. Who are you giving the wine to drink and how does this work? So we are... Kiddush Friday night is a mitzvah. That's a birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hamitzvah, you could do it. I'm talking about, we have to see if it's a birchas. Let's remember over here, this seems to be a birchas and a hen. Now, Abdullah and Kiddush, you're right. Abdullah and Kiddush are going to be different. Right, we're going to see Kiddush and Abdullah are very different. Because you need a bechet, you don't have a choice. Right now, we're only focusing on birchas hamazon, where we don't usually eat a kais. Can one person make the bracha and someone else drink? So we see over here that it can be done. Although, it seems to be a birchas amen. Let us move on now to the halachas and hilchos Shabbos. Halachas and hilchos Shabbos, we'll go through this very quickly. Number 8 says like this: You, if like tar mam and kaddish, the one who made kiddush did not taste. One of the guests drinks some other. Look, clearly yaitza, like we just said. I don't have to drink. Anyone drinks. Bein shtiyah shnayim, except two cannot combine. Hamakom mitzvah and amukha. Everybody at the Shabbos table should drink. It is mitzvah if you see over there. The Ramah says it is. The guy named Simon, no. Shemlai Tarmat, La Yatza, Ra'i Lachish of the Ram, Dafka the Kiddush. Put in bold over there, Abu Bashar, Dvarim, Atunim, Kais, Maidim, Againim, the Sagi Matima Sachar. It's only over here, but where it's another Kais, which have to see one of the Kais he's talking about, someone else can drink. I don't have, which we just saw by Berkas Hamazon. I'm making the Bayer Priyagopin, someone else is going to drink. I'm a Sazi Kedushin, I can make the Bayer Priyagopin, and someone else can drink. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's Pshat over here, Dafka Kiddush? Why Kiddush does the one who make the Brach have to drink? It's an Atayra. Asmuchu Akra, you have to Kiddush Aliyayim. If it's not Minatayra, someone else can drink. That's what we see. If it's not Minatayra, I can make a Bayer Priyagopin, and someone else can drink the wine. That seems to be the sheetness of the Ga'ayim, Timasachim. Comes along to be so now we have the next step over there is to figure out the shear of a mole lugmov. Many of us, because it's nagia to say their night, if we can't drink so much wine, so we have a huge becher, we don't want to drink the whole becher, but we know a mole lugmov. What are you going to do to figure out a mole lugmov? Very easy. We'll try, maybe we'll do it next week. You'll measure before how much it is. A Malay Lugmov, I just told you, is going to be 2 point something ounces. Let's say 2.1 ounces, very small amount. I want to be able to drink that amount. Is that a bidyevet? Is it a l'chatchila by Kiddush? Let's start with Kiddush first. You have to drink a Malay Lugmov. We just saw number 8. Chaber says, someone has to drink a Malay Lugmov. How much is a Malay Lugmov? I'm making Kiddush Friday night. I'm going to give wine to everybody. How much should I drink to be yaitze l'chatchila? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gra says, Malay Lugmov is a bidyevet. The whole share of Malay, how much you have to drink then? 3 ounces. 2 ounces is not a lechatchila. You have to drink 3 ounces. Comes the Bir Alacha. Bir Alacha doesn't bring down the Gra. Bir Alacha says, no, Malay Lugmov is lechatchila. You don't have to drink the whole cup. Friday night, just drink Malay Lugmov, 2 ounces, you're yaitza. That's it. You don't need more than 2 ounces. Doesn't make a difference how big your becher is. We'll see. Pesach is different. Shabbos, 2 ounces. You did your lechatchila. Not a lot of wine at all. Then you can give everybody else at your table. I don't need to drink so much wine. Havdalah, I could drink a malach. But remember, I only drink a malach lugma. I can't make a bracha achrayna because I didn't have a revius. So you're hopping over the difference. For bracha achrayna, I need the revius. For the yaitza the kiddush, to be yaitza my havdalah, birchas hamazon. All I need is a Malay Lugmov. Malay Lugmov is 2 ounces. Revius is the 3. Says the Bir Halacha. You're going to see the Bir Halacha now. Beloy begin on shears to call a coast, like it writes by the dollar coast to simon tough iron bays. But Tom Kamoy, because of the Bach. Kitzer, the Pesach we're going to see is very, very different. Let us go right there. He says over here, number 12, we already did. How much is a mole lugma? Rubai shall revius. 2 ounces. Okay, we move on. Number 13. Says in the Shavurin Hilchos Shabbos, I just told you, you can have a huge kais. It could be 7 ounces, 8 ounces. Still, all you need is a mole lugma. That's all you have to drink. You don't need to drink ripe kais. You don't need to drink old kais. Lefi the gra, you need a revius. Lefi the Mishnah Brura, lachab chila. 2 ounces. You do a yaitze, you kiddish. Everyone else then should drink a little bit too. Says the Mishnah Brura, number 14. Mole lugmav is rubai sharavias. That's by an ordinary person. But if someone is a huge mouth, so then his mole lugmav is different. So, but you definitely don't need more revias. Assume we're adam beinonis. Most of us. You could try it out. We're all adam beinonis. As an adam beinoni, 2 ounces. If you think you have a big mouth, so then 3 ounces revias, not more than that. That's all you need. Sure. So comes along the let's go weiter in sin and rage, I and gimel, sin dal. What's the halacha? This question came up. We have been learning over here that I'm allowed to go ahead and make a bar pia guff and then someone else can drink. What's the halacha Shabbos day? You come home and your wife needs, why you do this? Why she would ask you to do this? It's a good question. Sometimes women, for whatever reason, they don't want to make the bar, they'll drink the wine, but they don't want to make a bar pia guff. They don't want to make the Akhen Be'era. They don't want to do the Vishamu. They don't want to do the Zachar Se'em Hashab. So you come home and your wife says to you, can you make Kiddush? And you already made Kiddush in Shul, but she wants Kiddush. She's willing to drink the grape juice and the wine, but she doesn't want to make the homeless Lecha Kiddush. Can you make Kiddush for her? You're not drinking at all. You don't have enough. You drank in Shul enough. You come home and you want to. Well, you basically say the Barapriya Gop, right. For whatever reason, she doesn't want to do the Barapriya Gop. She I don't know why. She doesn't want to do it. Oh, so Mechaber says, Azoy, number 15. Yacho, Adam with Kaddish Lacher, Malch Vishen Oichli Moem. You could go ahead and make Kiddush for them, even though it's not Kiddush Makam Suda. I vap, I'll gab the beer, Chassi, I niyacho laitzi Acher. How can I make a prayer for a goff in a main and end? I'm not drinking the wine. Even though I have a prayer for a goff in a chayvel Kiddush. No, prayer for a goff in a mitzvah. Ke Kiddush Hayayim Dami, I can be mighty. I, even though I don't drink. Says the Ramah, if you have a Kiddush Hayayim B'Shachris, when it said Kiddush Yom HaMechav, it doesn't mean Kiddush in the day. He means Kiddush of the day. The Ramah is telling you, even Kiddush Shel Yom in the morning, I'm allowed to do that. Says the Mechaber, that's because they ain't a Yoyim. If they don't know how to make their own beer Priya Gavin, if they don't know how to make their own beer Priya Gavin, what are you making a beer Priya Gavin? But what do you see? That if they, whatever reason, they don't want to make a beer Priya Gavin, let's say they can't talk and they can't make a beer Priya Gavin, you're allowed to go ahead and make a beer, like we said the whole time, I can make a beer Priya Gavin for somebody else, even though they do not know. I'm not drinking. I'm making a beer Priya Gavin and they're not drinking. I birchas and henan, there's no way I'm allowed to do that. Kiddush is the rice of Shamazam and Paskin's like also says it's clear that this is what the halacha is, and therefore we now move on to Hilchos Pesach because this is what's negiah to each one of us. What do we tell our families to do? How much wine do we have to drink Pesach? Why is it different than Kiddush? So here we go. The Mechaber says top ayin basic test. Shira kois, the kois has to be revius. After the wine is already diluted, the shears are revius. Revius, 3.3 ounces. A little less, according to Ramosha. They don't even sell bechers like that. I went to the store to go buy the smallest bechers. This way you can have wine and you don't get tired. You drink wine, you get so tired, you can't enjoy. Look for the smallest becher of a revius. That's it. There's no chumras. You don't have to do any more than that. The yishta kuloi ayrubai says, the mechaber, you have to drink most of it or rife. Fine, 2 ounces. I don't even need to drink so much. Get a 3.3 ounce becher, and all I'm used drinking is 2 ounces. Very small amount. But this is with the difference. So far, it's all the same. What happens if you're using a used becher? I'm using the most standard becher. It's a 5.5 ounces, 6 ounces. So now there's many revias over there. Have 2 revias in it. Kokach b'nei adam. You can have, says the mechaber, you can have a lot of people drinking from the same becher. Because I have 2 reviuses in my 6 ounce cup. I'll drink, and then my wife will drink. Says the Mechaber of Yeshayimrim, but there are those that say, no, you need Rive Kais, even if it's Machzik Kam Revius. If it's a 6 ounce Becher, you need Rive. You're going to have to drink more than 3. It's Arach Lista, it's Hashir, and then he goes into you have to drink it within a very short amount of time. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah number 17. So you need Kulei Arubai. You need kuloi lechatchila. It's a real need kuloi. I rubai b'diavad or roi b'diavad. So again, mechaber says yishtei kuloi I rubai. Medina shayayim b'yaker afil lechatchila sagi rubai. Ah, kais harivius yishtei kuloi. Again, we're back to the bracha achrayna. You'll always get the last back, the last cup. You need to drink the whole becher. If you're using this small becher, why? Because you have to make a bracha achrayna. Bracha achrayna is only a revius. So just again, I'm sorry. Place number
second,
four.
Second one also.
Second one the bench he's working for. He's talking about that, right. Comes like, so again, so the Mechaber says like this, you have the becher, which is the revius. So now if there's harbe kaisos, what are we going to do over here? Because he says, shaisimet, you need communion revius shabai. You need, I'm sorry, the HIV, you need roiv. Not, and lefida mechaber, roiv. Or kuloi. You really, according to Pshat, lechatchila kuloi. You always need kuloi. So lefi the first sheet, they're using a huge becher, you got to finish the whole becher. You got to finish, or at least roiv. Roiv would be, again, first, according, if you're going to hold, that it doesn't make a difference. Shetzarch, when the Ramah says, you need roiv akois. Once, it doesn't make a difference how big your becher is, you need roiv akois. So that sheet holds, either roiv or kuloi. Kuloi is lechatchila, kuloi is only going to be the evid. So you have to be very, very aware of the becher because it makes a big nafkamina la'alacha. The Mishnah Berurah goes into how quickly you have to drink the wine. Like number 19, just if you want, I just put it over here. You have to drink it. You have to drink it. You can't take too many breaks. It's going to have to be done in one shot to be able to, again, be yaitzeh the mitzvah of drinking the dal kaisis. So one of the svarim that wrote a sefer just on kaisha bracha is a sefer avnei kaishin. Clear Pesach. I put the three halachas nageh to each one of us. There are those that hold. We want to be lechatchila on Pesach. That's what we're trying to do. The bedalit kaisis yesh lahakpich yakais mali. That's first of all. What on Shabbos? This happened last night to me. I didn't have enough wine for Abdullah. I didn't want to open up another bottle of wine. My wife says enough bottles of wine to open already. So I filled up my cup. It doesn't go all the way to the top. Of course, kais shel bracha and it should overspill. But my I have a revius in it. I have my share.
Small cup.
Right. None of us have these small. For Pesach, I do. I want to buy the smallest, the ones that they're selling. Anyway, comes like Yeshe Kasim. The Vadala Kaisis, Yeshe Hakbin, you should be makbid that the Kaisis Molly. Ba'afim a Kais Mavzi Kam Revius, the Sagi Mamesh, it's not enough. It's not like all of the Kaisal Brach. But the Evet Sagi, I can use a big backer on Shabbos. And if I don't have another bottle of wine, fine. Someone told me they don't have another bottle of kosher, so it doesn't make a difference. As long as you have your share of revius, in other words, this cup is huge. I don't want to fill up the cup. Fill it up to right here. I can make kiddush on this. I have enough wine. I have revius. I don't have to fill it up all day. Pesach? No, I got to fill it up. Pesach, you got to fill it up. Can't get to the last cup and say, you know what? I don't want to open up another bottle of wine. No, you need mulli. That's the first thing that you need to know. Next, timas kalakais. Yesh, mea rishayim nisvila. We just saw the vidalik kaisis hamitil kol hakais. The avid rive. No matter how big your cup is, it could be huge. Got to finish the whole kais. The inadayim elishar kaisis shal bracha. Just said you don't need more than a mala lugma. But bracha achrayim, you need a revius. You need a little bit more, but you don't have to Pesach. Finish your whole cup. The chatchila. It's better than la halacha to have a smaller becher finish the whole kais. And I'm using a larger shear, which most say the yeshirim are so large that it doesn't make any sense. And no one holds the bechers that we have are not yaitzeh. So they're so big. So then I don't know why someone doesn't come out with a becher that's the shear. Make a lot of money.
All the old bechers from the rabbis that people have, they're all small.
They're all small, right?
I
don't know what the point is. What?
Glass
if they want it to look kosher, and inside they should make it, outside they should look bigger, and inside they can make it look small and give you the shear.
Glass
inserts, right. That's right, the wine tastes better too. I don't know why no one has done that.
Start a little business.
Okay, the third one is pashim. Everybody should have their own kais on. Based on what we just said, everybody needs their own kais. As we saw, it's pashim now. Why does everybody need their own kais? Because like, if the halach is you have to drink rubai, if I'm drinking rubai, how is the next person going to be yaitzeh the kais? So you understand that why everybody on Pesach needs their own cup. It makes sense now. Because if there's a sheet that you have to drink the whole cup, so how could I give it to my wife use my cup? Everybody needs their own cup of wine. And therefore, you tell your children, take this, or your wife, smaller becher, finish the whole thing. if they want to just do right, b'diavad the yaita, we want to lechatchila people. I always say to the women, you know, such lechatchilas when it comes to cleaning up the house. Why, when it comes to everything else, are you b'diavad? When it comes to the wine and the matzah, you all of a sudden become b'diavad. What's this? I can't drink it. I can't eat it. Become lechatchila when it comes to the wine, and lechatchila when it comes to the matzah, the diraises. I don't stop any of them. They can clean whatever they want. If they enjoy cleaning, and this is what their mothers did, go right ahead and they should do whatever they want. But at least when you're doing the diraises, do it with the same enthusiasm and do it with the same lechatchilas. You're doing the lechatchila and getting rid of the mashus. Wonderful. But do the same when you're eating them out, they're drinking the wine, and they shouldn't complain, oh, it's too much wine, it's too much matzah. Come, so let's move on over here. There's a Mayer Dika Beis Yosef in Hilchos Yerideh. So right now, if we stop right over here, we've taken care of Birkas HaMazon, Yayin, you need a Malay Lugmav. We've taken care of Kiddush, Malay Lugmav. According to Mishabur, that's sufficient. We've taken care of Pesach. We go into now, where do we see then Tikkunos enough? We have not yet seen that drinking a little bit is enough. Why, by the wedding, no one's drinking a Malay Lugmav there. At a bris, no one's drinking a Malay Lugmav. How are you? Where is that? Comes along the Beis Yosef and you're there. The Olam is going to see of it when you get to Halacha. If you're just going to follow the Mechaber in Hilchos Arachayim, you would say everything up until this point, what I just said. If Beis Yosef himself brings a rap, he brings the Kolboy, and the Kolboy says, I'm just going to read you the first line in number 20. I say, Tima Shematim and Latinic, you're allowed to give the wine to the child to drink. So he talks about the miles not drinking the wine, or whoever's making the bracha. Says the Beis Yosef, you can't give it to the child. How you being Yosef? Bracha l'vatala. I made the bar priya gofen. How am I giving it to a child? Keeping the la bar chiyuv klal. The child's not a bar chiyuv at all. Afilu midrabbanan. If the mother listens to the bracha, so we said before, I can make a bracha and someone else can drink. So, of course, I'm not having the woman make the bar priya gofen by the bris mila. I don't have a choice. Says the kolboy, if the mother is listening, it's a fast day. She's not fasting. She just had a child. So the one who's making the bracha bar priya gofen is not drinking, but we saw before. You can give the wine to somebody else. I can make a bar priya gofen, someone else can drink. Comes the Rashba, he ends off like this, in bold. Kasa Rashba, the Shal Kama Shir Tima. What's the Shir Tima by Mekadosh? Molly Lugma, by Shar Kaisai. Loibino Molly Lugma. Chiddush, Rashba tells us you only need a Tima. I don't need a drink. Tima is enough. Is this brought down in Halacha? Mechaber didn't bring this down in Kiddush. Abdallah, Birchas Hamazon, over here in the Beis Yosef, in Hilchos Mila, he brings down Malay Lugmav is enough. So we have to see the Achrayim now. But in order to see the Achrayim, we are first going to learn the Shulchan Aruch Arad. Now, we don't have time to do the whole Shulchan Aruch Arad, but the Olam that wants to go through the Sugya should go through the Shulchan Aruch Arad. It's huge. It's Kuf Tzadik. He tries to explain the different sheetness over here when it comes to a Kaisha Bra. Why do we need wine? Why do we need wine by a Bris Mila? Why do we need wine by a wedding? Well, Shabbos, he says, we have a pasuk. What's the purpose of Yayin? What's the reason why the wine? Very, very important. Therefore, we can't go through the whole Lashon over here. But if you look at number 21, and Siman Kuf Tzadik Siv Beis, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav is in Beis and Siv Dalet. In Beis, he says like this, we take wine because Shira, we have to say Shira Alayayim. What's the reason Shira Alayayim? Because we're reading you the words. What do? They took one and they put it on the mizbeach. Afkan, so too, when you have a mitzvah, unless you drink a shir, a royal leish of diet, they should come out of the lugma. So it's like the mizbeach. He poured wine down the mizbeach. We're pouring down wine through our mouths. We're in some ways acting like the mizbeach. You do a mitzvah. You have what's nisachin? You bring wine. So we're doing a mitzvah, so to say, like a carbon tashem. We need yayin. How much wine do you need? You need a chashav and a share of yayin. Uvipachas mishir zeh. You're not yoytza. So we see the share of mali lugmo. Revius first mechab the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains to us why we need wine. It's again kein shira and emeres al yayin that you're pouring it on the mizbech. We're doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the shira. We're doing it al ayayin on the mizbeach. Now, let's go for a moment to Hilchos Bris Mila and see the mechaber over there. what he says. Mechaber is very good because Mechaber 22 says, if it's Yom Kippur and the four fasts, don't make a bracha on kais. Because who's drinking it? Someone's got to drink it. And I can't, if I give it to the child, I'm not giving a shear. How can I give it to the child? The child's not going to be drinking a shear of yayin. Although we'll see that a baby's molly lugmav is very, very small. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah there says, and give it the nice and abracha l'tinaikis kitanim, and give it to the children. Give it to the tinakanimo. So we see over here. I'm sorry?
Why can't kids make the bracha?
Who should make the bracha?
The kids, they're giving it to drink.
Tinakanimo.
He's giving it to, he's making the bracha up and then giving it to the bride.
Giving it to
yeah. Comes the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he says, Azoy, that the Mechaber, he says, but there's another sheet over it. He doesn't bring the names. That's why it's a little bit hard. It's my our job to try to figure out who's talking about and which sheet is he's talking about. But at the beginning of the Shulchan Rav is going with, yes, you need a Molei Lugmav, and you have to give it to the right. You can't give it to a child that's a tinnin kanimo. How could you give him the wine? It's, you know, it's where's your bra? If you have to, it has to be chashim. And where's the chashim is by giving it to a child. But then he says in bold like this, V'yeshayim, I'm reading in the large bold words over here, V'yeshayim, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. There are those that say, Shekol davra kain kais, chutz mi kiddish, lehitzichu litami menu. You don't really have to drink it at all. What do I need to drink it for? I have a cup. I'm doing it on a cup. It's nice cup of wine. I'm making a bar of piyagopin. I really don't need to drink the wine at all. Ella, it shouldn't be a gnai. It looks like a bracha levatala. Oh, so if it's only, if the whole reason is bracha levatala, I don't need a shear. So we're introduced now to a Shulchan Aruch Rav that tells us that avobamis u'tzayach shekach tikkun chachamim. That's the al hayayin. But you don't need to drink the wine. If you don't need to drink the wine, it's only a gnai. Oh, gnai, I can give it to a child, even though he doesn't know the child is a bracha, it doesn't look like a bracha levatala. So in other words, it's really not a bracha levatala. Why am I giving it to the child, the rachanimo? It shouldn't look like a bracha. Someone's drinking the wine. Very, very strange. I made the bracha, I'm giving it to the child, I don't know what I'm doing. But that takes care of the bracha levatala. How does he, and he goes to how to paskin l'alacha, that if you hold like this, so if the whole, besides Kiddush, he said besides Kiddush, Havdalah, I don't really need to drink the wine. If I really only, really the wine is nice. I make a Havdalah al Yayin. I make a wedding on a Yayin. I don't need to drink then. Te'ima is enough. Just it shouldn't look like a bracha levatala. So just like we're going to see in a moment, or Maisha speaks about it, I really don't need a lot of wine. Te'ima is enough. Shulchan Aruch Rav passes, you look at the parentheses, whenever he writes the parentheses, it doesn't know if he's stuck with this or not, but he says like this. He says, I'm reading you the end over here, Chaim Ba'Avdallah, and I taught the last one of the parentheses. If you don't drink Malei Lugmav, you don't have to make Avdallah again. Because we just said, you really don't need a shear. Who is sheet is that like? That's the Rosh, but we've learned in the Beis Yosef. You really don't need a shear, only by Kiddush. Do you need a shear? But everywhere else, Te'ima is enough. Comes along to Pnei Yeshua because he asks these questions. Let us try to understand why by a wedding, the Chassan and the Kala, why don't they make the Bayer Priya Gavim? If we said before, Enechanami, I can make the Bayer Priya Gavim, you should drink. Why don't they make the Bayer Priya Gavim themselves? So I said so to Marsham, just to turn over so we can finish very quickly, you can see there's a lot of material over there. The Marsham brings down the Pnei Yeshua and he says, we can't change the minute. This is the minute forever. And Rav Maisha brings it down. If you look at 25, Rav Maisha also says, for hundreds of years under the chuppah, the chazan and kala are drinking and they're not making a bracha. And he also brings a Pnei Yeshua and he doesn't say a pshat. He just says this, don't change the minute. The minute is like this, the erisin and it's the nisuin. And he ends off. If you look at the end of 25, vade gama minik, sheshayisin tachas akumba, the erisin, the nisuin, the chasim and v'loya mevarech, he doesn't drink at all. Kamaya minig that we find by Harrison. Anyway, he doesn't explain why. I saw pshat. I mean, the Marsham tries to bring this down over here. He says like he being mechanic them. The chasim and kala really don't know the halachas that well. Now they must probably not make a bracha. But there were times they didn't know how to make a bracha. You're allowed to be mechanech your children. I can make a bar priyagofen even though I'm not drinking to teach my child how to make a bracha. So you really, it's chinuch to the chasen and kala because maybe they don't know how to make brachas. You don't want to embarrass them. So you don't want to embarrass them. And the Sadi Yudush is making a bracha for them. We said already before, we're going to learn right now the Aruch HaShulchan because he puts it down very simple. So we'll end with the Aruch HaShulchan and we'll come to the, we'll just chazer everything here. And halacha l'maaseh. So number 26, chas of a Rambam. Rambam says like this. He's talking about a hilchus of a wedding. The no glass of brachos to al kosher yayin. You need wine. By the way, if you don't have wine, you can use beer too. Seder night, if someone doesn't have any wine, chamar medina, they could use too. Do the oven.
Not beer.
Not beer. I'm sorry. Anything besides beer. You can use coffee. You're going to make a bracha. V'acha kach mivarach bracha zu. And then you're going to make this bracha. Im ein shom yayin ha-sheikhar. You don't have wine or beer. Mivarach ha-sev b'tne'at. You don't need to make the sheva brachas on wine. If you end up at a wedding and there's no wine, no problem. You don't need wine. The medina, who needs wine by an erison? Yichiyu the kais is nesuin. You don't need for the erison. Uber erison, I'll go on. Okay, like bris meal. Look what he says over there. We have wine too. How can I be mighty someone else birchas and then? No, once the chacham made a takana, it becomes a mitzvah. Once the chacham said use a kais, it's a mitzvah. I don't need to. I can go make the bar pick up, and someone else can drink. And that's how all the marsham ends up with that too. What do we see from all this? Kiddush needs the shir. Havdalah, Birchas Hamazon, wedding, Bris Milah, is Ti'ima enough? It's enough. B'di'evet, not L'chatchila. B'di'evet, it's enough. Just a taste. Why by a wedding is, so why doesn't the Masadik drink more? So, and why doesn't the Chasan and Kala drink more? Teretz is very positive. The Marsham says, the whole reason why Chasan and Kala fast on the day of the wedding, that it shouldn't be drunk by the wedding. I don't want the chassan to be drunk. He should know what he's doing. So therefore, he's going to ki'ima's enough. They need to drink. It's definitely they need. Someone's going to drink from the wine. Like the Pnei Yeshua says, the Ramesha says, this is the minig for years. We're not going to change the minig. And the Masad the Kedushin doesn't drink. Pesach again. We understand our shiurim now. We really need revius to make a bracha achrayna. Make sure Matzah Shabbos it's revius to be able to make the bracha achrayna. By the nesuin itself, if it's ti'ima itself, you can't make a bracha achrayna. Why the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink more afterwards? Again, the Aruch HaShulchan says that he could, he doesn't need to. I drank a little bit of the yaitzeh because he does write. I think I wrote over here on the sheet. You can see number 26 at the end. We end with this. Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'nira dimam avarach right to lishdais. Don't make a macha. The shapir dummy, it's okay, but the minig is not like that." Even though they keep in chain a kais ma'akov, you come up and we don't drink to show that it's a fear. I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's toiv, but you don't even do it. So for the toiv, I drank a little bit when I was inside the kedushin, but it doesn't have to be done. So again, whatever this is, there's a we don't. Ramesh himself says that we don't know the reason, but this is the way it is. Inside the kedushin does not drink or drinks a little bit. Chasan kal pashur should not drink a lot, although it's a kais shel bracha. We said you should drink. They're going to get drunk, and we don't want them to be drunk by the night of their wedding.